Greg, I want to congratulate you on your new position here with Epic, and that is the new president, the second president. And how does that make you feel right now?
Well, it's an exciting time, Chuck, but it's also a lot of work to be done. Obviously, the challenges before us, educating and promoting ethanol to consumers and the U.S. public, we've got more than enough to do, and looking forward to this year of opportunity. Tom Brannon did a great job as the initial chair, and now we'll move forward.
Well, as we look forward here, what do you see as some of the challenges and things you are going to help get accomplished here with the organization?
Well, obviously the most immediate issue is the continued discussion about food and fuel issues and how biofuels are thought to be increasing food prices. However, both from studies and from other experts that we're working with, it's clear that we've had just, you know, very minor impact. Obviously, even today at the annual meeting with Dr. Zubrin, understanding the real energy security implications that are going on and the clear numbers that higher oil prices are creating throughout the food and energy system, they're the huge impact, and that's what we need to help educate folks about.
Yeah, I mean, these are businesses that are private businesses, maybe public businesses, and it's a lot about business. But at the same time, we got almost, from the sound of it, especially with Dr. Zubrin, almost a higher mission that has to do with things like safety and security. And so the work we're doing is really very important on a number of levels.
Right, exactly. I really think both at the national level and then ultimately for the consumer, we're talking about providing choice. Today, our transport is so oil dominant or gasoline dominant, yet if we can move towards the nation having a liquid fuel choice and ultimately the consumer being able to make a liquid fuel choice, I think that's going to benefit everyone.
Well, anything else you'd want to say about the annual meeting, for example? This was the first kind of major meeting of this type for the organization. How do you think it went, and how do you think that has helped in terms of communication and interaction with the members?
We're quite pleased. It was our first official annual members meeting. The turnout was strong of producing plants and other associated members. I think those who came were able to get a real good idea of what EPIC's working on and the programs and the benefits that we provide back to our members. So the staff did a great job. I'm very excited with Tony, our new executive director, and the staff, and she are bonding together well and working on all these things very well together. It provides a great future.
Well, thank you very much, Greg Krisik, who is the new president for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.